Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. This is where we take on some of life's biggest challenges, we dive into the research, and we bring you a strategic roadmap to help you conquer them.
And today's topic is a big one.
It really is. We're tackling one of the most complex, demanding realities of modern romance, the long-distance relationship.
It's such a unique crucible for love, isn't it? I mean, you have people separated by careers, by military service, education, sometimes just by fate.
And the logistics alone can be exhausting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the absence of that daily physical presence, it can make everything feel so fragile. It can lead to burnout or, you know, anxiety really fast if you don't handle it deliberately.
Deliberate. That is the key word here. And that's why this deep dive is so important. We've synthesized all of this from the incredible insights in the best-selling ebooks available right on the Pitcot ebook store. So our mission today isn't just about, you know, how to survive the miles.
Yeah.
It's to uncover 10 core strategies that can help a long-distance relationship actually thrive.
Right, to turn that distance from a barrier into, well, a foundation for a really undeniable commitment.
Exactly. The source material from Pitcot, it validates how hard it is.
Cooler.
But also gives you a concrete toolkit.
It really does. It confirms that these relationships, they aren't doomed. They just need strategies that are more intentional, more practical, and fundamentally more heart-centered than relationships where you're geographically close.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start at the absolute core. The guide identifies the very first principle as prioritizing communication. They call it the relationship's heartbeat.
Right.
But what does that actually mean? You know, practically, when you're 2,000 miles apart, you're battling time zones, you're exhausted.
Well, it means we have to elevate communication beyond just an information exchange. The guide really emphasizes that the quality of your conversation is always, always more important than the quantity.
Yeah, because it's so easy to just default to that surface level stuff.
It is, the security report, right? I woke up, I went to work, I ate dinner, good night.
Which is safe, but it's ultimately hollow.
Precisely. The strategy here is to really dive deep. You know, sharing your dreams, your frustrations, the little details of your bad day that you might instinctively try to hide.
So it's about setting aside that non-negotiable time to be vulnerable.
Yes. To share your plans, to make sure your partner stays deeply integrated into your internal life.
And I imagine the consistency is just critical for building that sense of security.
Oh, it's everything. When you're physically separate, you don't have those visual cues, so you have to lean so heavily on verbal assurance, a consistent thinking of you message, even if it's brief.
Or a regularly scheduled call.
Exactly. It provides that predictable pulse. And it does more than just assure them you're alive, you know, it reinforces their value.
Right.
Just think about the emotional lift you get. You're having a terrible, stressful day, and then a thoughtful message just pops up, maybe expressing appreciation or just saying, I love you.
That immediately closes the distance.
It does. It bridges it instantly and makes your partner feel valued and secure, which is, I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
Yep. That leads us perfectly into the second pillar of this emotional infrastructure. Embracing honesty and vulnerability. And the guide makes this really powerful argument that honesty isn't just about being polite. It is the essential truth that fuels intimacy in an LDR.
And that means vulnerability, which is hard. People often make the mistake. Well, they try to appear perfectly fine all the time in LDRs. They're afraid that showing weakness or doubt will burden their partner.
Or that it'll plant seeds of insecurity about the relationship itself.
Exactly. You end up shielding them from your real life. It's a huge trap.
A huge one.
But the source material from Pitcot, it just flips that script. It warns that when you gloss over difficult moments or, you know, your own personal doubts, you're creating a kind of emotional debt.
Okay, that's an interesting way to put it.
You might avoid a difficult conversation today, but that little omission, it erodes the trust that has to pay the price later. Sharing your fears, your loneliness, even your frustrations, but doing it with empathy.
That's the key.
That is the fastest route to true intimacy. When you are completely yourself, flaws and all, the distance actually feels smaller because you're emotionally closer than ever before.
So if honesty is the truth, then cultivating trust is the necessary glue.
It has to be.
In a relationship where you might only see your partner, what, 4 times a year, suspicion or jealousy can get magnified like tenfold.
It becomes the ultimate threat. And the guide really stresses that trust is a two-way street. It means believing in your partner's loyalty, yes, but it's just as important to show consistency in your own words and actions.
So if you say you'll call at 8 p.m.
You call at 8 p.m. If you make a promise, you keep it. It's all about reliability.
It's turning all those small, reliable actions into a mountain of evidence that just supports the commitment.
Right. Trust isn't something you just declare once and then you move on. It grows through that daily reliability and care, especially in those moments when you're tired or maybe you're tempted to just cancel something.
And what if doubts do come up? Because they do.
It's natural in any relationship, let alone an LDR. The advice is firm on this. Address them calmly and transparently. Don't let suspicion just fester in isolation. Use that high-quality communication we talked about to tackle the insecurity head-on.
Okay, so we've built the scaffolding. Communication, honesty, and trust. That's the internal health of the relationship.
Right.
Now let's shift focus. Let's move from the collective unit to the individuals and the ongoing effort they need to sustain themselves during the separation.
This is so important. Focus four is crucial, and it's often overlooked. Stay engaged and busy.
I can see why. The experience naturally involves longing, but the guide warns you not to let that longing become all-consuming.
Because if your entire life slows down and it's just revolving around waiting for the next call or the next visit,
you start to lose who you are.
You do, and the relationship becomes a crutch, and that puts so much undue pressure on your partner. So the advice here is to aggressively nurture your individual identity.
So dive into hobbies, passions, self-growth.
Exactly. Whether it's painting, volunteering, taking a new course, or just crushing it at work.
I really love the why behind this strategy as it's detailed in the source material.
Mm.
It's not just a distraction, it's an investment.
It is. Growth is inherently attractive. And when you stay busy and fulfilled, you keep that crippling loneliness at bay. And then when you do reconnect, whether it's on the phone or in person,
the conversations are just better.
They're richer, happier, and profoundly more interesting. You're bringing a full, vibrant, interesting self back to the partnership. You're not just sharing the details of waiting. You're sharing new triumphs and discoveries.
So it reduces that emotional dependency. It makes the relationship stronger because it's built on two whole people, not two halves waiting for the other.
Precisely.
That framing is so powerful. That individual growth makes you a better partner. Okay, moving on. We get to focus five. Commitment as a habit.
Mm-hmm.
This shifts commitment from being this like grand singular promise you make at the beginning
to a series of daily choices, often exhausting choices.
It's the difference between declaring loyalty and actually living it.
Exactly. The strategies here emphasize that commitment manifests through consistent actions. It's showing up through messages, gestures, supporting each other's ambitions, even when that immediate gratification is just missing.
And that requires incredible discipline. I mean, what about those 12-hour time differences when one person's starting their day and the other just had a hard one?
Yeah, that's a great question. The guide stresses flexibility and transparency. The habit isn't always a live conversation.
Okay.
Sometimes the habit is just showing the effort, leaving a thoughtful voicemail when you know they're asleep, or scheduling an email that arrives exactly when they wake up. The focus is on the relentless small things.
Not one grand gesture a month.
Exactly. These consistent daily choices build a foundation that is stronger than any distance.
Okay, before we jump into some of the more creative, tangible tactics the guide suggests for shrinking the miles, I just want to give you a quick reminder. We are distilling 10 incredibly valuable strategies here.
And this is just a glimpse.
It really is. It's just a glimpse of the comprehensive toolkit. So if you are serious about transforming your long-distance relationship, we really encourage you to visit www.pitcott.com right now and explore the full range of best-selling ebooks dedicated to helping you thrive across the miles.
The material really helps shift your focus from anxiety to active strategy, which is just invaluable.
It really is. Okay, let's move into our third segment, where we discuss the practical creative tools used to actively bridge that geographical gap. Focus six, utilize technology creatively.
Right. And the guide wisely notes that technology is a bridge, but it must never be treated as a substitute for real connection.
That distinction changes everything.
It does. It's not just about using video calls to see each other. It's about using technology to share life in real time. The ebook gives some wonderful, specific examples for this.
Like what? What are some virtual dates that go beyond just a simple chat?
Well, virtual cooking is highly recommended. You both grab the same recipe, get on a video call, and you cook it at the same time, you know, sharing the process.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Or using shared online playlists and watching the same movie or show with synchronized apps. You're not just in the same digital space. You're doing shared activities that mimic that quality time you'd have if you were physically together.
That turns passive screen time into real quality time. I love that. And speaking of tangible connections, Focus 7 is the classic LDR strategy, but refined. Send thoughtful care packages.
Yes. This one leverages the psychological power of the physical. Since you can't offer a hug in person, the guide suggests creating a hug you can hold in your hands.
That's a lovely phrase.
And it's about sensory details. Don't just send snacks. Include a handwritten letter, maybe a photo from a memorable trip, or, and this is a great tip.
What's that?
Spritz a bit of your favorite perfume or cologne onto the letter so they have a sensory reminder of you.
Oh, that's a powerful detail. The scent. When physical touch is missing, a physical token like that, infused with memory, makes your partner feel truly special.
Absolutely. It's proof that you spent time and energy on them, which is a kind of effort that a quick, automated digital gift just can't replicate.
No, not at all. Okay, Focus 8 is crucial for maintaining the emotional trajectory of the relationship. Celebrate special moments.
Yes. Distance is never an excuse to forget birthdays, anniversaries, or major holidays. If anything, the guide suggests you have to overcompensate virtually.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The feeling of being forgotten on a special day must be just devastating in an LDR.
It really is. So the practical tactics recommended include sending surprises that arrive precisely on the day, scheduling elaborate virtual dates that last longer than a typical check-in, or creating shared online albums that document your life together.
These gestures reinforce that the connection is solid and that love transcends the miles. They're like anchors for memory and commitment.
Yeah. And moving to Focus 9, this one sort of wraps up that individual and shared joy component. Embrace life's joys.
Right. I think sometimes we feel obligated to only share our struggles or the difficult parts of missing each other.
And that risks making the relationship feel like a burden. The material emphasizes that you must not let distance dim your individual spark. The more fulfilled you are, you know, nurturing friendships, exploring passions, achieving small personal goals, the more vibrant your collective connection will be when you share those achievements.
Huh. So you're sharing new adventures, even if they happen separately.
Exactly. You're constantly evolving as individuals, which keeps things interesting.
And finally, we arrive at Focus 10, arguably the most critical element that fuels the entire journey. Plan future reunions.
Yes. This is where hope stops being an abstract wish and becomes a concrete project.
Hope is the ultimate stabilizer.
It is. The core strategy here is to actively talk about the next visit, to plan trips, to dream about your eventual non-LDR future together. Anticipation is such a powerful engine.
So when you have a firm date, a countdown,
and shared plans for what you'll do, then waiting for that physical reunion becomes bearable. The love feels tangible because it has a concrete future goal.
So let's bring this all together for you, the listener. We've covered 10 core strategies distilled from the definitive guide to long-distance love, from high-quality communication and unwavering trust,
to creative technology use and the absolute necessity of individual growth.
It's a comprehensive toolkit. It's for building a relationship that is strong enough to withstand thousands of miles.
And I think the final conclusion offered by the authors is just so important. Long-distance love is challenging, yes, but it forces a deliberate level of commitment and creativity that often makes the resulting relationship extraordinary.
Right.
Every honest talk, every thoughtful care package, every scheduled check-in, it strengthens the bond because it is a conscious choice to connect.
Miles cannot weaken a heart that is truly connected, but it does demand constant effort. That's really the essence of this whole philosophy.
Absolutely.
We hope this deep dive has given you some practical steps and maybe some renewed enthusiasm for bridging the miles in your own life. And remember, you can download the full guide and explore other best-selling ebooks by visiting www.pitcott.com/books.
It's well worth it.
Thank you for tuning into the Pitcott Podcast. If you enjoy this discussion and you want more strategic deep dives, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And please press the like button if you love our show.
Yes, it really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can access it too. Thank you for being there with us. I will leave a link in the description below.